Welcome to the Chris Raby Show on Scoops with DannyMac.com, broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. It is Tuesday, April 6th. The Cardinals with a win last night in Miami. Baylor with a win in the national title game over Gonzaga. And we're getting ready for the Cardinals home opener later this week. Talking some baseball today with Zach Silver, Cardinals beat writer from MLB.com. And we want your Cardinals thoughts. We've almost seen a week of Cardinals baseball now in Cincinnati and in Miami. The home opener is Thursday, and I want your take. I want your questions for our Cardinals mailbag later this week. Tweet me at CHRABE, CHRABE, and we'll get to your Cardinals questions in a couple of days. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Scoops with Danny Mac. That's what you search. Hit subscribe, leave a review, and send me a screenshot. And you could end up with some Scoops with Danny Mac swag. We're broadcasting again from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates want to help you with your eyesight this spring. If you need a regular vision checkup, it could save your eyesight. If you're dealing with allergies, if you're dealing with dry eye, if you have always been thinking about LASIK but you don't know the questions to ask because you just don't know who to talk to, you need to talk to the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. They are the best in the business. More doctors trust them with their eyesight than anyone else. So shouldn't you trust the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates? I need you to call them at 314-966-5000 and tell them that you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on Scoops with Danny Mac. 314-966-5000. Schedule an appointment. Schedule a LASIK consultation and tell them that Chris Raby sent you. Their website is youridoc.com. You can go there and learn more about why more doctors trust Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer than anyone else. They are the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates, and we are proud to be broadcasting the Chris Raby Show from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. Again, youridoc.com is the website. Give them a call at 314-966-5000 and tell them that Chris Raby and the Chris Raby Show sent you from ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. All right, let's talk a little Cardinals with Zach Silver, Cardinals beat writer at Cardinals.com and MLB.com. Follow him on Twitter at Zach Silver. Cardinals, a winner last night over the Marlins. They are in Miami after a season-opening series in Cincinnati before heading back to St. Louis. Zach, what's going on, man? How's everything? Are you in South Florida with the club, or are you going to meet them in St. Louis on Thursday?
We're staving off travel for the first few road series this season as MLB.com. But, you know, I've seen Kamish enjoying himself in the Zoom room down there. So I think he's getting a tan and probably saving some for the rest of us once we start traveling again on a more full-time basis.
Zach, give me an idea of how things went through spring as we are now nearly a week into the season. I think it's good that towards the end of spring training, it felt just kind of like spring training-y, felt kind of like the norm. And I know that there is a lot going on behind the scenes in terms of, you know, clubs trying to get up to the 85% threshold and making sure that everything is running smoothly. Big picture, how did you see things move from the spring into the regular season to where we are now?
Yeah, I mean, from the Cards perspective, it was kind of business as usual. For the most part, it was, just getting players into playing shape. And obviously, you mentioned the vaccine. They were able to get up to the 85% threshold when they got to Cincinnati. And you see teams like the Nationals, sort of what their seasons have started out as not baseball. It's all a lot of these worries that have kind of dominated our lives in the news for the last year. But I think the Cardinals are just very fortunate and very they're not worrying about some of these stuff that other teams are being plagued by, and they're able to kind of just focus on the baseball. And for the most part, they've had some mixed results in early goings. But I think getting from spring into the start of the season, it's just been a positive back to norms for the most part. And in a couple of weeks time, it'll be pretty much back to normal for the club.
Yeah. How would you describe, and certainly there was a lot of attention paid to some of the fireworks happening in Cincinnati over the weekend. How would you describe this first handful of games, the first four games that the Cardinals have played in Cincinnati and Miami?
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten pretty much the gamut except for an extra innings game so far. We've gotten the Cards kind of dominating from the outset. We've gotten a game where they sort of tried to crawl back into it but fell short, in a game where they got a little bit handed to them. And then yesterday you had kind of an easy game where you get an early lead and the bullpen kind of locks it down. So it's been an interesting kind of first impressions in a lot of different respects. You know, like I said, you've gotten to see how a lot of different parts of the team respond to certain adversity and certain circumstances. So far it's been a positive impressions, but yeah, I mean, you've kind of seen maybe a month, 2 months worth of adversity and of different circumstances, a brawl already in the second game of the season. And yeah, Schilt said that's not exactly what you're looking for in the first series of the weekend, but there's definitely some stuff you can learn about your team just through things like that happening so quickly.
Cardinals.com, MLB.com is where you can read Zach Silver. You can follow him on Twitter at Zach Silver. Yeah, so last night in Miami, first game of the series, we see Daniel Ponce de Leon get an opportunity. And as the game was going on, and then after the game, you were pointing out his pitch selection, that he was really just pounding the zone with fastballs. The Cardinals need to be a bit more economical, to say the least, with their pitching, with their starting pitching. Even though, you know, we saw Ponce still creep up close to 100 pitches through five innings, what did you see from him, and what was working last night from the Cardinals four pitchers in Miami?
Yeah, well, with Ponce specifically, I mean, the only thing that was working for him was his fastball. He threw almost 90% of his pitches for fastballs, which since 2008, when pitch tracking first started, is the second highest rate of four-seamers thrown in a start with at least 90 pitches. So not only did he kind of go one pitch game plan, but it was in some ways a historic game plan to that respect. I mean, obviously, those guys who came before 2008 were probably not using their breaking stuff as much, but he said he just didn't feel he had his off-speed and his breaking stuff in the bullpen before. He and Yadi conferred, and Yadi was just going to call a lot of fastballs. And that's kind of the story with Ponce, is he does have good breaking stuff, but his fastball does have some life, for even if it's not as fast as, you know, 96 miles per hour. But yeah, I mean, it's just hard to blow it by a guy. So unless he's getting some deception, unless his off-speed stuff is working, he's going to have a hard time limiting his pitch counts. I mean, the Marlins fouled off over 20 of his pitches last night. So for him, it's just a little tough to get deep in the game just based on his makeup as a pitcher. But after him, you saw pretty much what the Cardinals want to see out of the back end of the rotation of the bullpen. You got Jordan Hicks coming in for the sixth, Gio Gallegos coming in for the seventh and eighth, and Alex Reyes locking down the ninth. And really all those guys pitched without any semblance of traffic or even really taxing pitches. I mean, I think Alex Reyes is the only one who faced the base runner. So in a lot of respects, that was pretty much the blueprint of they won last night. But you know, you do hope that Ponce maybe could get to the six innings here or there. You know, Gio only has to throw one inning, not two innings.
Yeah, from a bullpen standpoint, you know, as you alluded to, in Cincinnati, we didn't necessarily see a lot of high leverage situations from guys coming out of the pen. So it was nice to see how economical those three guys were last night, and to see the collection of arms, to see the velocity the Cardinals have in the bullpen. It looks like maybe that's the path. Like, when things go well and you turn things over again, maybe not in the fifth or sixth inning to the bullpen, but that's what it will look like when things are going well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, last night was kind of how they could have drawn it up. Maybe getting another inning out of Ponce would have been ideal, but otherwise it was pretty much, you know, as planned. I don't think Schilt could have written it down on a scorecard any other way other than how it kind of panned out. I think you will start to see Jordan Hicks get some of those later eight inning, nine inning appearances. I think they're obviously going to be easing back into it after missing almost 2 years. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, they do preach confidence when the game kind of goes to plan. They do really believe in this rotation. If they can get through five innings, that their bullpen will be able to shut it out. But it's just getting those early leads and giving the bullpen a chance to even close it out. Because if you find yourself falling behind early, that's just a tough hole for them to climb out of. If the offense isn't clicking and if the bullpen isn't getting to those high leverage arms, you know, they do believe in the down part of their bullpen and in the Genesis Cabrera and in the lower leverage arms. But, you know, if they're not pitching with a lead, it can get a little hairy night in and night out.
All right, you know, baseball season, a perfect time to make sure that your eyes are working as well as they possibly can be. You think that baseball players would go to the park or go even a couple of days without making sure that their eyes were getting the best care possible? Why should you? You need to call the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors, and make sure that your eyes are on point. Make sure that your eyes are on the ball. That's what I do, and that's why I trust the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. Doctors Greg Birdy, Ranjan Malhotra, Robert Brasati, and Andrew Royer are called the doctors because more doctors trust them with their eyes than anyone else. So shouldn't you trust Ophthalmology Associates? Their phone number, write this down, 314-966-5000. 314-966-5000. 5,000. You need to call them and tell them that Chris Raby sent you. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Maybe you have questions about LASIK. You've thought about it for so long, but you haven't known who to ask. Maybe you just want to make sure that your annual vision exam is making sure that your eyesight, that your eye health is where it needs to be. Maybe spring allergies are getting to you. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates can help. So schedule your appointment right now. 314-966-5000 and tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates on the web at YourEyeDoc.com. Tell them I sent you. Call 314-966-5000. Ophthalmology Associates. Zach Silver with us. Zach, in a very, 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 very small sample size, and I guess at some point we'll be able to stop using that disclaimer. how do you view the outfield day-to-day, and is it a situation where Mike Schilt and his staff and the club would love to see, a couple of guys jump up and grab the opportunities. Do you think that O'Neill and Carlson are written in with Penn for the time being, and then we'll see guys get an opportunity in Wright, or how do you see that continue to shake out?
Yeah, I would definitely say Dylan and Tyler O'Neill are pretty entrenched in Penn, more out of necessity. I do think they would be starting on a nightly basis, even if the outfield was fully healthy with Harrison Bader. But Dylan Carlson right now on the active roster is really the only guy who can play center on a consistent basis. I mean, we could see Tommy Edmond getting some time in center and giving Matt Carpenter a day to start. But, unless they have any intention to do that, it's going to be Tyler in left and Dylan in center. And then you'll see a bit of a rotating cast in right. It'll be primarily Justin Williams against righties and Austin Dean against lefties. And so far that hole is kind of burning in that scorecard. They're hitless throughout the beginning of the season, the first four games in right field. That's kind of a holdover, but because I do think that Justin Williams and Austin Dean can be serviceable big leaguers, but you are going to start to need someone to step up, because if you're just putting one position in your lineup, just not really relying on any semblance of production, that can be a little tough. And then Tyler O'Neill is kind of hit or miss for him, and he had a great spring and he had a home run in the first game of the season, but since then he's gotten a bit cold. And Dylan, I think it was not really much worry about Dylan. I think the outfield defense, that might be a little bit of an area of focus for him, but they kind of see him more as a stopgap in center until Bader comes back. For the most part, I'd say it's pretty entrenched how it is. Maybe John Nagowski gets some time. It kind of depends what they want to do with Matt Carpenter and if they decide to put Tommy Edman in center at all.
What's your favorite maybe random storyline coming out of spring and into the season? Is there one? Because again, as you said, there are a lot of different parts and there are a lot of faces that are on this club that were not a part of this club last year or were not even really a factor last year coming out of spring, despite the odd circumstances of the 2020 season.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the obvious ones is John Nagowski. He, the 28-year-old rookie, second organization, had a stint in indie ball, and now he finds himself on this current roster. And that was kind of maybe the hope for him coming into spring, but definitely not doing it with as much oomph as he did, pretty much never missing the ball in Florida during spring training and now hitting his way onto a bench role. We'll see how much starting time he gets. I think they're a little hesitant to start him in the outfield, but maybe if they want to get his bat in and there's some need to get, him at some time in the outfield, that could happen. I'd say, more coming in for Paul if that ever needs to happen, but Goldschmidt doesn't really like to take days off. And on the other hand, I also think Alex Reyes is a great story. He's pinned to this bullpen role for the year, limited to about 100 innings, but it's going to be kind of interesting to see how the club uses him. There was some thought maybe on Monday night that they would use him for the eighth and ninth innings, give him a six out save, but with Gio so efficient, they just decided to ride with him. He's just this uber talented former top prospect, and he's finally kind of going to, staying healthy, going to have a full season ahead of him for the first time in a while. So he's kind of like a unicorn for them and how they can use him. And I'm honestly really fascinated to see how they do it, because if Jordan Hicks kind of gets back into those safe situations, maybe they put Alex in some spot starts, or they just give him 2 to 3 innings after Ponce goes five, and they just put Alex in for not a piggyback start, but a kind of a multi-inning relief outing. So He's just so tantalizing with his talent. He's pretty much every pitcher's favorite pitcher on the team. So I'm just really fascinated to see kind of how they utilize him and get to those 100 innings.
Yeah, I think too, if you're a fan, like that's exactly right. And you have to be excited about some of the creativity or some of the willingness to maybe do things a little bit outside the box or a little unconventionally, so to speak, from Mike Shildt and his coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Mike Maddox said earlier this spring, is that he thought he learned that the team was, that they were elite adjusters last season, just given the shutdown they had and the ramp up just generally with the season getting delayed. So they learned a lot about what it takes to pitch in this new normal we have. And that's kind of some lessons that they've brought forth this year. Obviously it's 162 and a little bit more normalcy, but there's also the question of rotation durability. If guys who didn't pitch the full 100 innings or something last year are going to be able to do so this year, or if you're going to have more guys hit the shelf, you're going to have a lot more plug gaps or stop caps this season. So they think they do have the depth, and they think they do have some guys who can step up in case that arises. You just hope that that would happen in, you know, August or July instead of opening day, as it's happened this year. So it's, so far it's been a little tough to watch at times with starting pitching kind of getting shelled, but you know, there's some aberrations maybe in that first series that they hope are exactly that, just aberrations and don't get carried forward.
Yeah, and I guess on that note, Zach, to wrap up, you wonder about usage and you wonder about the personnel and how guys are used, especially over the next month before minor league baseball is slated to begin. I guess a month or so almost exactly from today, because you don't have the minor league seasons rolling and you want to make sure that the guys are getting reps, guys are able to play, and then you'll have some more decisions to make once there are more places, hopefully, knock on wood, to send guys to get everyday playing time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what the wait and see is. I mean, the minor league season is being pushed back to the beginning of May, and unless anything really drastic changes, that seems like it's going to go off without a hitch. The Cards have about 20 or so guys at the alternate training site that's opening soon, and you know, it's supposed to open before opening day, and that's going to be kind of the pool of guys that they're able to call from. You got a couple top prospects there in Libertor and Thompson, but for the most part, that roster is made up of guys who are going to start the year at AAA. And, you know, there are some players at AAA who could very well impact the club this year. Johan Oviedo, if pitching kind of gets thin, he's a guy that's going to be kind of at the top of the list of who they call upon for a spot start or for a rotation spot, or for a bullpen spot. And there's just like Angel Rondon, just a bunch of arms at that alternate site that the Cards are pretty confident they can find some use for this year. I mean, obviously last year, some of those guys got more innings because of the shutdown, because of the awkward circumstances, but I think those experiences, their first taste of the major leagues, will hopefully kind of ease the nerves or the jitters that might have been there when they start to come back in this year.
Zach Silver again, MLB.com, Cardinals.com is where you can read him. Follow along on Twitter as well, at Zach Silver. Appreciate it, man. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you at the ballpark later this week.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Looking forward to it.
All right, a big thanks to Zach Silver, and a big thanks to Ophthalmology Associates. We are broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Head to youreyedoc.com. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Give them a call at 314-966-5000. We'll be back tomorrow. Masters extravaganza as we get ready for the Masters from Augusta. Also, the Cardinals home opener on Thursday. Plenty more coming this week. This has been another edition of the Chris Raby Show from the Ophthalmology Associates studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Chris, saying be nice to each other. As always, peace!